Welcome, everyone, to the first OmniTalk Retail Podcast, sponsored and brought to you, of course, by Red Archer Retail and OmniTalk.blog. I'm here in my basement on a Friday night. It's late. I'm here with my good friends Carter and Ann, and thank you to them for helping us put this together. I'm sure some of you are asking why a podcast. Well, quite honestly, it's because the readers of OmniTalk have asked for it. So shout out to Kevin Iverson. Specifically, I think he had this idea back in November of last year. And Kevin, I'm happy to say we're finally trying to do it. And in all seriousness, we're thrilled to do it. We're thrilled with the growing fan base that OmniTalk has garnered. And we just want this to be another platform for you to digest the important retail content of the week as fast and as quickly as possible, whether you're at the gym, whether you're on your drive home, or whether you have your earphones at work pretending to do work. We want to help you because that's our job. We want to keep everyone informed about how the future of omnichannel retail is evolving. We want to do it in an authentic way from real retailers. We want to be candid, no BS. And of course, we want to put the signature OmniTalk style and inject humor wherever we can. It's not about whether the opinions you hear here are right or wrong. It's about the fact that they should generate conversation, because I think we all want a better retail, and it's our job to do what we need to do to build it together. So the purpose of this podcast to start, and we're going to keep going at it for a while, is to do an audio version of the Fast Five every week. So the top five headlines from the week, what inspired us, what caught our eye, what did we have questions about? We share that with you now. So story number one, there are a lot of headlines this week, a lot of headlines. The most important one, we believe, is that a startup has launched a scalable Amazon-like Go system for retailers. It's a company called AFI. What they're claiming is that in 50,000 square feet, they can do what Amazon Go does in 1,800 square feet. They claim as well that they're partnering with a grocer. We don't know who it is. They also say that they're going to announce when they're going to open this store later in the year. Now, if this is true, I haven't been this excited about anything or seeing any store or anything this much since I was in Cub Scouts, and a certain kid brought a certain periodical in his rucksack for all of us to crowd around outside the view of our den mother, Mrs. Thurston. I have no idea if they're going to be able to pull this off. It feels like a difficult task. From my experience, the technology hardware is expensive. Moving cameras around actually impacts your store workforce as well. I think it's going to be really hard to scale. But of course, if they need an omnichannel consultant to come in and help them out, please, guys, know I am potentially available. What I will say is if this thing works, there is going to be C-suites across America in the grocery industry with some really tight asses. And Blue Nile, please pick up a white paging phone because you may have a new source of diamonds. All right, topic number two, Macy's did announce their earnings this week. And here's the thing, I just don't care. I read their earnings report cover to cover, and quite honestly, it was more about real estate than it was about sales. And if you look behind the numbers, and I won't go into detail here because this is a podcast, but if you want to read the online version of the Fast Five, you can. But what I can tell you is that the store comps for Macy's are still decidedly negative, despite reporting a top line total comp sales number. At least that's the impression I get from the numbers that I run, although Macy's and other retailers still fail to report those numbers, which is something we need to change. But here's the thing. Here's why I don't care. I don't understand why the outlook is brighter for them or for any mall-based retailer. Malls are dying. Malls used to mean something. They used to be part of our social fabric, but at the end of the day, products don't bring people to stores anymore. We're competing for customers' time as retailers. Malls aren't it. And so anchor tenants like Macy's and trying to figure out what to do, they're dragging us down. Now, on a brighter note, number three, Glossier. Glossier, the beauty brand that has an evangelist-like following, just got $52 million in capital. This is a brand that started just 3 years ago by Emily Weiss. She started building a following on her blog, Into the Gloss. I came across Weiss at a conference in 2015, and I was impressed. She was talking about a new type of retailing, and quite honestly, I didn't understand what she was talking about. And then I visited her store this past January. It's only about 300 square feet, and I didn't get it again. But what I did get is I saw that it was packed, that her customers loved it, and it's not for me to get because her customers love it. Her sales associates love it. She's onto something. $52 million, that's a number we have to respect. We might actually just be looking, ladies and gentlemen, not just at a woman that's going to change cosmetics or CPGs, but this woman actually might change retail in total. So kudos to her for what she's been able to do. Number four, this is starting to become a routine segment for the Fast Five, but this is my weekly Walmart, what the fuck are you doing, diatribe. Walmart announced that they're going after a bunch of new apparel and home brands. Well, I got to tell you, Walmart, the saying goes, all's well that ends well. Well, all's well, it ain't going to end well. First of all, like the Godfather, going to the mattresses never works. And by the way, I am so tired of the proprietary product strategy. All you're doing is slapping a name on a product that over time you're going to be able to get cheaper on Amazon. You're basically just giving Amazon a strategic roadmap for what they need to do to appeal to the mass market. Bezos gets the joke. This isn't doing anything for you. Again, products don't solve your store problem. And then finally, number five, Nordstrom's. Let's end on an upbeat note. Nordstrom's is reportedly near taking the company private. I applaud them for this. It's been hard. It's been a hard road. They've been talking about it for a while. But it's my opinion that any publicly traded company can't compete against Amazon. Amazon isn't held to the same expectations of Wall Street. And until the government does something to help level the playing field, public companies don't stand a chance. So I'm short on legacy retail public companies for that reason. And quite frankly, the only companies I believe can survive are new startups and private companies that have the guts to find their niche in the omnichannel space and compete effectively against what is a very dominant Amazon flywheel. So that was it, your quick fast 5 minutes of the retail news of the week. We hope you enjoyed it. Please let us know what you liked. Submit your questions at info@redarcherretail.com. Let us know what you liked. Let us know what you didn't. If you have topics you'd also like to hear us discuss, please let us know that as well. Most importantly, please tell your friends. Ask them to subscribe to OmniTalk. You guys have been great. Continue to share our content and get the word out. And then finally, I just want to say in close, we believe there's a better way to do retail. So thank you for coming along with us on this journey. Be careful out there. And P.S., this is the first time we're doing this. We're in my basement. My wife's out of town, and she has no idea what we're doing.